Welcome to another exciting episode of Video Game Bang. Video Game Bang. Your weekly source for all things video game. Featuring your fearless hosts, Corey Vincent.
I'm pretty much Microsoft and Marvel. The cans are on. It's when ish gets real.
People get shot during the day.
And Aaron Carter.
Buy the armor, I equip it, and it's like Pink Thong. The guy that delivers vending machine items in my job. He could play the Rhino.
Fill up your Mountain Dew and grab your Doritos. It's time for Video Game Bang.
What is up, ladies and joins? This is the Video Game Bang podcast brought to you by Energy Esports, brought to you by Oblivion Comics and Coffee, and brought to you by... that's it. We're going to leave it right there. So we have a crazy, crazy week. And I didn't want to do the show anymore. I was thinking we just cancel all the shows. Because life sucks. We're all going to die. Everything's meaningless.
This is why I hosted the Monday show.
This is why it was very needed.
We put it off as much as possible.
Yeah. What's it even mean anymore? His name's Aaron. Hey, what's going on, man?
I have amazing eyebrows.
You were talking about your eyebrows, but your eyebrows aren't going to get you anywhere when you're dead, bro.
Yeah, they're going to be
open casket. Cool, casket's going to be casket, amazing.
Exactly. Yeah.
Everyone's going to be like, damn, like, those eyebrows, man. Though.
Can't they believe fleek. At 109, eyebrows still look good. I wouldn't want to live to 109.
108, maybe.
Yeah, 108.
Your normal, that's like, sweet. Your normal sweet introduction spot. And yeah. Jokes, they're not even, like, landing with me. You're always great, and today I find no humor in anything.
Well, I mean, that sounds like a personal problem.
You do have okay eyebrows, though.
They're amazing.
Joining us, he hosted a Monday show. He's going to be doing it a lot more. We can talk about that a little bit. How you doing, Webb?
Doing good. A lot better than you, it sounds like.
Because you guys just don't feel.
No, I feel a lot.
No, I'm dead feel. Inside. That's the key to it. You just dead inside. You don't feel anything.
Or no, you go the exact opposite. You feel everything.
You feel everything?
To where the full rainbow of the emotional spectrum is running through you.
I think the most interesting thing, besides us starting a third show, so we have three shows a week now, Monday nights, Wednesday nights, and Saturday nights if you're watching them live. And then they go up the next morning, respectively. If you're listening to the podcast, you have them downloaded to your phone. But the most interesting, or the big story, the big news, is that we've united the three. So I don't know why we did this. We had our reasons where we had Wednesday shows had their own numbering system, and then Aaron's weekend show had its own numbering system. And we're like, are we going to start really a third numbering system with David's show? And that would have just been excessive and dumb. So we just consolidated. So that's why this is going to be episode 318.
Yeah.
So it's more impressive, honestly.
You know what? I was thinking about that on the way home on Monday. It's way more impressive when you think about it.
Yeah, people are going to look and be like, oh, they've done 300 episodes. Yeah. They're way better than those 200-episode assholes.
Yeah, that they were last week.
Yeah. joining us also on the show, rounding out the crew, filling in for Ivy while she's in China, is Madison. How's it going?
Good. Good.
Did you like my Donald Trump impersonation?
Is that what that was?
Was that? Oh, I think it was Schwarzenegger.
It was like a mix. No. It was a mix between Trump and Schwarzenegger and...
Stalin?
No, not Stalin.
Kim Jong-un.
No, what was his name? The guy who was the mayor of Minnesota.
Oh, that dude.
Jesse the Body Ventura.
Boom, there it is.
Yeah, sorry. Madison, how you doing?
I'm good. Feeling right now like my lipstick's a little bit... darker than your soul, maybe. Or is your soul darker than my lipstick? That's what's going on.
They're about even.
They're about even. Even.
That, you're yeah. looking fire over there with the... What's with the new look? You came in with a cowgirl hat and everything.
And it didn't even... I can't even wear it with the head.
Oh, that's like an Australia hat, right?
It is. It is. It's Australian leather.
It's made from kangaroo.
Came from how many Australians had to die to make that hat?
Aborigines.
About 50.
Damn.
Yeah. That's why
how
their
big
guns...
are they in Australia?
That's why. That's why they got people. Their guns taken away. No.
Because of the kit making hats out of each other.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. There. Haven't you ever seen Wolf Creek?
No.
What? What is this? Great place to start. What?
It's actually movie. It's a horror movie that's based on a real story of a guy who hunted people who were in the outback.
Man is the most dangerous game, so I've heard.
Yeah, just some guy who lived out in the outback and he hunted people for sport.
Wasn't there a comedy movie in the same vein, like in the 90s?
I feel like there was. There sounds
possible.
It was The Pest. Yes.
Yeah.
The great thespian.
I don't know if he's the great thespian.
They don't really know how many people he's killed because he never got caught, and they only know that he exists because two of his victims got away and survived.
And was one of them John Leguizamo?
No, one of his victims, not two. One.
It was John Leguizamo, right?
I don't know. It was it was a dude. You know who it was? Yeah, did you just Leguizamo. Google it?
No.
Okay.
It's really famous. He like a old rich white guy captured him and started hunting him like game on his property, and he actually escaped.
He was with two other women though, and they didn't get escape. They didn't escape.
No, they died. Mm-hmm. They died. But John Leguizamo, he survived, and he went on to make great movies, such as Mario Brothers. what else did he make, Aaron?
That was about it.
The Pest 2?
No.
No.
Prince of Persia?
He wasn't in that.
He might have been. He was an extra.
He was in a zombie movie.
Madison, the big news, though, what everyone wants to know is about how did you catch a Mewtwo in Pokemon Go?
What?
Do you guys want to see this shit?
I want to see it.
Let's see it.
I need to verify that it's
real. I got one of the really good IV ones, too. Okay, so a couple weekends ago, we met up with Corey and his wife, and his wife was like way more interested than him.
that's
I was like, "Hey, we're gonna go Pokemon hunting, and you're coming with." And I just kind of like, I gave them kind of like the hardcore boneheads. Crash course how to be a Pokemon Go master.
Yeah, there's like the game has changed so much.
Is there a meta
when
now?
I played, there's not a meta, but there is like actually there is a meta. But besides that, there's like legendary Pokemon around now.
Yeah,
and you have to raid together.
So like okay, you got a gym right up here. Gyms have changed entirely too. So gyms now you've only got like your 6 Pokemon. And you can't have like 10 Blissey's or 10 Dragonites.
You
can only
have one of each.
You can only have one at each. So that's why you got like Snorlaxes and T-Tars and Blissey's and Rhydons on this one here.
And also, what's cool is like you can't put your legendary Pokemon in gyms. Either.
No, you cannot. Nice. Put your
You're already nipping that one before it gets out of hand.
Yeah, because it's just a gym of Mewtwo's.
Yeah.
Yeah. So when you're it's really complicated how you get a Mewtwo. It's about as complicated as it is to get a Mewtwo in about any Pokemon game, which is really fucking complicated.
Shit, so, there it is right there.
There it is right there.
It exists.
It exists.
So how did you get that?
So that's what I was about to say. So it is complicated. First of all, you have to go around raiding at the gym. So the gyms will have these little eggs.
Mm-hmm.
That'll pop up, and the eggs, it doesn't matter what raid you do, it doesn't matter what level raid you do, it just matters that you have previously raided at that gym within a certain time frame. I think it's like maybe a week, maybe 2 weeks, I'm not exactly sure what the time frame is, it's been speculated on.
And before we continue, she's really like she got me into the Discord. There's like a Sacramento Pokemon Go Discord.
Yeah, no, I love the Sacramento Discord. It's dope.
It's like there's people actively in there every day. I had to turn off notifications like within the first 10 minutes I added it
because
they're just okay. There's one. All right, we gotta go. It's right here at Land Park right now. Go 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 go. And then they mobilize.
You know what? That's kind of cool. I miss when Pokemon Go first came out and that's how it was. I kind of miss that.
They're still around.
No, it's still a very active, hardcore community, yes.
It's smaller, obviously, because it doesn't have the mass numbers of people doing it, but there are a lot of people active on this Discord.
Yeah.
And it's broken, like, it's turfs.
Yeah, so it's like, different neighborhoods, different turfs.
There's the Natomas section of it. Where
the Elk Grove, Folsom,
can you go to other people's turfs?
No, they shoot you.
So they just bow you with Mewtwo.
Yeah, that's what happens.
Bunch of people with phones come at you.
Nah, you can go to other people's turfs. It's actually pretty fun when people from other turfs like come in and be like, oh, this is somebody, because like you get kind of like acquainted with your turf, like you know, and you raid with certain people from a certain like radius. several times a week or at least once a week when you're active on it. And then there's it's exciting to meet people from other neighborhoods sometimes, go out to other people's turfs.
We did a raid when you were in Vegas. It was after our friend's son's birthday party.
Oh, yeah, I heard you guys did one.
Yeah, we were, like, getting ready to leave, and some of our friends were like, oh, there's a raid going on, like, right down the street. So we went down there, and then there was another group of people that were there. We thought they were all together, and after the raid was done, they're like, all right, thanks, guys. And they all went their separate ways.
Well, when I went with them, we went to the first spot, and we battled it, and I had a pass or whatever, so I was able to fight, and I caught mine. So yeah. I do have one of the legendary dogs. I can't Raikou, I think it was.
Yeah, he got real lucky. That one had a really low catch rate to it. Like,
yeah.
No, I got like a lot of Raikous, but I did not get a single one with over 90% IV.
Oh, okay.
That was the problem.
I had a pretty high. Yeah,
you got a really good one. Didn't you get 96?
It was 90 something.
Yeah, 96 is probably the highest you're gonna get aside from 100, but like most people don't get 100.
What's an IV? What's that IV?
That's actually what I was about to tell you. Jeez. Now this is like bonehead, like hardcore Pokemaster stuff. There's a thing called like Poke Genie, and it's just this little like overlay that I just buttoned over. You see, it's like, no, you're not doing it right there. So I got it. So I'm going into my Pokemon, and I'm showing you this this Mewtwo I got here has a really good... You just press that button. Oh, I got to enter
it. It's an app that runs in the background and then is an overlay. Mm-hmm. So you select your Pokemon, you hit the button, and it shows you all the shit that people would...
It's totally legal because it's like it's user-generated. It's easier this way. Basically, it just takes a screen grab of what your Pokemon is and then... gives you what the breaks down the stats and averages them out to. This is what my 93% Mewtwo is. It has a 15 attack IV, 15 defense IV, and 12 stamina IV. Each one of those stats is a maximum of 15, and the best you can get is 15, 15, 15. That would be 100%.
Dang, so your Mewtwo is OP.
Yeah.
You're gonna go wreck some gyms.
Gyms, but I can't actually put them on the gym.
You just wreck them.
Yeah, I can just leave them. Some people, like, what we do, the people with Mewtwo's, like, especially when we're going out in raids, we like to throw them in the battle. It doesn't matter what the fuck it is. We could be battling a Magikarp, and it's like, Mewtwo, kill that Magikarp.
Yeah. Kill all the Magikarps.
It's crazy. So you had to go do a shitload of gyms, and then you get, like, a secret code?
You get a special invite. You know, like the daily raid passes you get?
Mm-hmm.
So I can just show you the picture of mine that I got. It's on my Instagram, too. So you guys can see it there if you guys wanted to check out my Instagram, viewers. But yeah, I just opened the app and instantly got this invite. It says, congratulations kind of thing. Invitation to Starbucks. And yeah, dang. I get to go to Starbucks between this and this time. And it's like a black and white raid pass, just like the daily raid passes.
But that's like a special raid pass to go and try and catch a Mewtwo.
And it's just automatically on your account if you raided at... You have to do a fuck ton of raids, basically.
Okay, so it's
and
grindy.
Then if you get lucky... Yeah, it's grindy a little. Not really. It's fun when you got that Discord group and you're running around together. Yeah, you run around, you hit up... some people try to be tactical about it. Like, I got really lucky with this Starbucks one. There was... it was the second... round of EX invites that were going out. The first round was people realized, oh, it's all of the EX raids happened at Sprint, which means that it's a possibility, like, look at all of the Starbucks in the area that have gyms, because there's a good possibility the next EX raids are going to be at a Starbucks, and that's exactly what happened. Mm-hmm. The next EX raid passes that all went out were to random locations, though, so...
Cemeteries.
Was it cemeteries?
I don't know. Just okay. Assuming. I know cemeteries actually, have gyms.
Actually, one of the... It did happen. I read to a group who got AX Raid invite passes up in, like, Minnesota or Michigan or something, that after the gym overhaul, the place... Or there was some kind of, like, overhaul where they took that gym away and it was no longer a gym.
What?
So they sent them out all these EX Raid passes, and then it was no longer a gym by the time that raid pass was out, and they went to go do that raid, and their EX raid pass was gone, and so was the gym. They just didn't get their Mewtwo.
Oh, I'd be pissed.
Oh, they were pissed. They were pissed. There was nothing from the, it may have just been a rumor, but from what I heard, like, there was nothing from the company about it either. They just, bye, no Mewtwo for you, just randomly, because we took this gym away.
Yikes.
Yeah.
I can't believe this is still a thing, and the community is thriving so much. When I went to Vegas, we were doing some stuff around town, and sure enough, like, it was near, right next to a Starbucks, and there was just a mob of people out there.
Sorry for interrupting. I actually think that it's come back, kind of in an insurgence, because I think what this previous event was all about was catching up a bunch of people who haven't been playing since before Generation 2 came out.
I think when Generation 3 comes out, I'll be more...
It's probably going to come out within the next month.
I think what's happened for me is I was playing a lot, and then there just came a moment where it just started feeling too much like work. Maybe because I'm on my phone all the damn time, 24 yeah. hours a day, 7 days a week.
Yeah.
For work, not only. So whenever I do go on a walk, that's the last thing I want to be staring at.
Yeah, you don't want to be on your phone.
Yeah, I just don't want to look at it. I just want to walk and, like, look at a tree or something.
Give the Pokego bracelet things. So you just walk and
are those still a thing? Can you get those?
Those aren't a thing, actually. I mean, I guess you can still get them, but, like, there are very few people who use them. Even people who have them don't use them very much because, like, from what I've heard, a friend of ours who does have it, he even just got mad because he was using it and he missed out on catching something he really wanted to catch because he didn't realize it because the functionality of the bracelets is extremely limited, essentially. Like, you don't get to see what you're catching. You just see
catch it.
Yeah, you're just, so basically, like, a light lights up and it's like, all right, hit it, and you're either getting a Pokestop or you're getting a Pokemon, and it throws one ball, and if you don't if it doesn't catch with that one ball, like, it'll always hit, but if it doesn't stay in the ball, then it just flees.
That's annoying.
And you don't know what it is.
And plus, you could open up your library and obviously and have then like you a go, shit ton of Rattatas.
Yeah, you open up your library, you'll have a shit... That's the one thing I've heard people say they like it for, is if they're running low on items, they'll just throw on their Pokewalker bracelet and go for a drive downtown.
And that's a shit.
And then
like
you just, bam, fill up your bags in like one round. Or like for events where they have like the double XP or double Stardust or whatnot, they will go and they'll run around catching up Rattatas and Pidgey, all that trash that you can do and evolve on a double XP event and do a huge evolve. Throw on a lucky egg, you get 4x XP, and it's all trash. You just evolve it, throw it away. Evolve it, throw it away.
Damn. Damn, just such like a... use millennial mentality, you know.
Just use it, throw it
up, and then drop it.
that's Rattatas and Pidgeys for you.
I know, and you call them trash.
My husband trash and I, Pidgeys. My husband and I call them Spoopamon.
Spoopamon?
Yeah.
That's one thing too. Like, not that I'm surprised. I don't want to say I was surprised, but that time we hung out with you guys, I was like, oh wow, they're really fucking good parents. Not like I didn't expect you to be a good parent, but I was like, you're a really good parent. Like just like average. Like, the kid is like happy playing around. They weren't like beating the shit out of him. Like, I don't know.
You have, I mean, that's, the bar is set at not beating the shit out of your kid. That's a good parent.
I was like, for a moment, I'm like, is he kidding right now? Is he saying that I'm actually a terrible parent? Like,
no, you're really
50-50 with Corey. I never really know.
That was really good. I you know, another person who surprised me is Mike Betancourt. He had come over to do his last show. He had his two girls with him.
Yeah.
And they were like, you know Mike, he's nuts.
Oh, he's insane.
He screams and
love the guy.
You don't know what he's going to do all the time. Yeah. He's unpredictable. He's
super unpredictable.
He's a wild card.
Yeah.
But his kids came in like, like scary nice. They shook my hand. Like, made,
wow.
Made eye contact, had the firm amount of grip with the handshake.
Like, did they do the
You don't know if he's going home and finger? Beating them for like making a toe out of line though, right?
No,
that handshake was crap.
I know what it's like when kids are beaten and scared. These were
no,
not
I'm just
beaten
kidding.
And scared kids. They were like just like looking for a job interview or something. Like
they're running in the podcast game.
They wanted
they're coming. They're coming with Daddy for the interview.
They had like a stack of books, and then I was like, "Well, they could chill out in the living room,
in the green room
while we do the show."
Yeah.
And they're like, "Yeah, that's fine." I was like, "You want to put on Netflix?" Right now we have books. God damn! What
How
kind
old
of
were they?
Like, 12, 13.
No, we have books. What?
They're not living.
We have books. Is it the twins from The Shining?
Child. It was. They were close, like good. Like I couldn't believe it. Really well behaved kids.
Wow.
And I hang out with Madison, and her kids are dope. I mean, her kid is dope. I was like, God damn! Like
my kid is a pretty good kid. Like I'm so impressed with him every day with how good he is. Sometimes
he just listened to you too. That was the other thing. Like every time you said anything, there's no why. Or like crying and running around. It was just like.
I mean, part of that, I'm going to admit, part of that is the kid. Like.
You think it's just the kid? You don't think it's good parenting?
I think that there is a part of it that is the kid. Because like when you're a parent, I'm only a first time parent. This is my only kid. But I have heard so many stories of like, your first one's usually the good one. Your second one is the one that is like, time to level up.
You told him to put the ball down, and he was like, ball down. It's like my Xbox. Xbox on. It never says, like, no. Sometimes you have to say it.
Sometimes it does. Sorry, Corey.
Sometimes you have to say it two or three times, or it misunderstands you, but you get there eventually.
Xbox, I'm going to count to three. Yeah. One.
That's exactly how it works. Like, that's what we do.
So what you're saying is if you own an Xbox, you're ready for parenthood.
It's good training. You need to have the stern voice and talk clearly.
Kind of like how I did with your dogs when I walked in.
Like, sometimes it
calls you different names.
If I'm not,
sorry, Aaron.
Yeah, if I'm not on my game and I'm talking to my Xbox, it'll like not listen, but then I have to say Xbox on. Boop. Then it works. Take that parent tone.
No, you're right. Maybe part of it is the parent tone. As I call it, that's the alpha tone. Like I used with your dogs when they were kind of like jumping and I was all happy to see them given their moment. But then when it was done, I was like, all right, done.
Done.
And then they were like, okay. And they turned around and walked away.
They went to go read a book.
That's crazy, man. I don't know. I don't know if I can do that shit. I don't know if I'm going to be a good parent. I think I'm...
Well, based on your standards, you just have to not beat the shit out of your kid. And you're golden.
Well, I was raised in a home of, like, more mental abuse than, like, physical abuse. Like, my dad never beat the shit out of me. But my whole life growing up, he'd say, man, I should have beat the shit out of you. or you're so lucky I didn't beat the shit out of you was the thing he would say. Because he came from a house where he would... beat his
right.
life. So he was doing me a favor and ahead of the game by not beating me. It took me a long time to realize, well, just because you didn't beat the shit out of me doesn't give you a fucking parent
I was
of
say,
the award.
That reminds me of Guardians of the Galaxy when he's like, we could have eaten you. He's like, I'm not going to say thank you for not eating me.
Yeah.
Hold on. Does that mean I'm abusing my kid when he bites me and then I say no and he bites me a second time? I go, I should have put you in timeout.
Well, I mean, yeah, you
want basically to, it's yeah. the same thing. It's really the same thing.
Time out,
get beat.
A smackdown, yeah, it's all the same thing. Let's talk about some video game news. I don't have too many news stories, but there's a couple big ones. One is the Star Wars Battlefield Front 2 beta is out for people who pre-ordered the game. And people are just saying the same shit we said.
Yeah.
So if you would have listened to our podcast like
three months ago,
you'd already know all this shit. But Kotaku's talking about it like it's brand new and on all these other bullshit websites.
You just saw the thing about Kotaku.
Kotaku's a motherfucker, all right? They suck. Anyways.
Polygon.
Polygon's cool, but Kotaku sucks.
You know what? I got some Battlefront 2 news for you.
What do you got?
The Disney restores the 2005 Star Wars Battlefront multiplayer servers on PC.
Really?
Yeah. It's the same servers. It's not like they're like put them on some new servers, so it's going to be kind of crappy. But it's the original 2005 Battlefront 2 You can go play with your friends. You can cross-platform play between Steam, and if you bought it on GOG, you can play between the two.
But the Battlefront 2 we played was insane.
Like, it was really good.
It looked extremely good. They brought back a lot of the classes that were missing. It's kind of feels way more natural to play in that third-person perspective. Like, it's everything the first one should have. And this brings me to the question. Aaron, you've been quiet today. So, I mean, are you okay to talk?
The beta is messing me up for Twitch.
What do you mean?
So, normally, whenever I get to, you know, use my laptop on the show and everything like that, I get to take the chat out and be able to just
Twitch,
have the chat.
Twitch beta.
So the Twitch beta. I thought you said,
how's the Star Wars beta screw me?
No. So I'm literally
sitting on Twitch. This is Battlefront 2 everywhere.
Literally for this first, like, 20 minutes of the show, I downloaded the app. I was like, how do I get this?
I saw you in the corner of my eye. You're just into your computer.
And I'm like, this is irritating. And so finally, I went to the damn options on the website and unclicked beta, which is a horrible beta, Twitch. Stop it. And I got back to my original stuff. So now I'm in chat talking about Fortnite with the people. So, I mean, that's why.
You rage.
I don't rage.
You rage.
No. I critique if you're thinking of that.
No.
No, I wouldn't say you're at Noel raging, but I've heard you rage when you play Overwatch, and nobody's on the point.
No, I ask questions.
I can only imagine Noel raging.
I ask questions like, what's the objective of the game, everybody?
He's so delusional, because if he doesn't tell himself he's doing something, like, it doesn't exist. He just, whatever. So,
if he believes it, it's true.
You definitely get on tilt when we talk about Destiny 2.
It
triggers you.
I enlighten people.
You get triggered and you get salty.
No, what's your point with
this? No fruit. Thank you.
The reason why, let's break it down in a nutshell, is because you think Destiny, the original game, was...
A test,
and it was bad. And that even though they're fixing it, that doesn't just make it okay.
No,
right?
It wasn't. I don't say it's a test and it's bad. I say the fact that it's a test is bad. And then the fact that they just came out with a basic game and
charged you for it.
And
then,
and everybody's like, yay. That's
for two.
That's
right?
Just like, okay, now what else can we get away with? That's what I feel like is going to happen.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Do you feel the same way?
With Battlefront?
Yeah.
It's this exact same thing. But the difference between Battlefront and Destiny is one promised a longer lifespan than the other.
It's still the same lifespan. They didn't say this game is going to last 10 years.
No.
They said Destiny will last 10 years. What's the title of this new game?
No, Destiny 2.
They did.
Boom!
Yeah, they did say Destiny. They didn't say we're going to have sequels. They're saying
they didn't say
Destiny.
They wouldn't have sequels.
Mm. I haven't really played much Destiny, but I did play the beta a little bit. And I played that little run through the beginning part of the game. And was like, this is an expansion. This is DLC.
Well, so
I would not pay full $60 for this again.
People are.
I would not want to start over a new character again for this.
New character.
To switch over to Star Wars. They messed up big time, of course, in the first one.
Yes. That's an understatement.
Yes. So they messed up big time. They, with their DLC, all that type of stuff.
Yeah.
But they didn't tell us, hey, this is going to be, you know, a game that you're going to be playing
for
10 years.
So you just feel
years.
Lied to? Is that it? Like, you just feel...
Well, I feel like I'm saying, I feel like gamers are going to be... Like, I swear, if you see something like this 10 years from now with a new franchise happen... And you're not upset that, like, crap, this is the same stuff that's happened over and over and we haven't learned from the mistakes, then you guys are just
I don't
fools.
Feel like it's a $40 a year experience. I don't feel like it's a $40 for 2 years and $60 every 3 years experience.
It's the, I don't know. With this, I mean, the Battlefield, the new one looks more akin to the last one.
Yeah.
I mean, like the originals.
The first one should have been.
The originals, yes.
Yeah.
It's stupid fun to play.
So I would say pick that one up because you're going to probably have fun if you like the Star Wars and you like the Battlefront.
Oh, I'm talking about Destiny.
Oh, Destiny. I'm already just.
The animations are on point, though.
It's whatever with Destiny. Like I said, I'm going to say the same way the last time I said it. If you like Destiny 1, you'll love Destiny 2.
It's a fun game. If you have fun playing it, then you should buy it.
I'm more offended, though, and angry and more skeptical about the Star Wars.
Why is that, though?
Because, like, Destiny, I really enjoyed it. Like, it was a good game. It was original. In the gameplay style.
Okay, gameplay style. Okay. No,
it was Halo with the new skin.
Hold on.
Okay.
No, it wasn't original in the gameplay style or the real look. So
I'm talking about just the MMO aspects of it and the squad-based gameplay, the raids. Like, it was really good.
None of that was original.
It was good.
You know that.
Okay, are we talking about Battlefront or Destiny? I'm so lost now.
Huh?
No, the game is under raid.
Battlefront or Destiny? How much? So lost now.
We're talking about Battlefront.
Okay.
Wait. Hey, now I'm lost.
Destiny. Now we're talking about
Destiny Front.
Now we're talking about
Destiny Front.
Exactly. That's what we're talking about. We're talking about which one wronged fans the most, and which one is most worthy of our money
easy.
Now?
Easy, who wronged fans the most.
Which one do you think?
Destiny.
You think so?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. This is why. Yeah. Because Battlefront the first one may not have been what we wanted. We didn't, like, it wasn't like a remake of like the old ones, right? Like, it wasn't, had the same mechanics. Destiny, though, was a financial robbing, because you and I both bought the expansion packs, yeah, like day one.
Mm-hmm.
And the expansion packs are basically the same game played in reverse.
On the other foot, though, look at the effort Bungie put into Destiny. I mean, there was constant support and updates and content each week and different events happening and stuff. Like, it was a living, moving experience.
That's true.
Star Wars put the game out, and we're not talking about Grand
Theft Auto. My problem,
but you can't give them points for something that everybody else is doing.
When my problem with the Destiny living, moving experience thing is that if you miss that train has shipped and sailed without you, and there is no hopping back on. There's no hopping on it. It is gone.
I can't get back on right now, Destiny 1.
There's no getting on it. There's no getting on it. It's gone.
No, that I'm saying, and have that same new fun type of thing that she's talking about, I missed.
Well, yeah, it's same thing with any other game.
Grand Theft Auto, I'm playing the heists and having
I'm doing the same thing with Final Fantasy 14. I drop in and out. I'll play like an hour a month sometimes. I'm still having the same amount of fun as I did as when it came out, like, fucking how many years ago.
Then it kind of comes down to the person then, because I can go and play Destiny 1, the first one. I have the collection on PS4. Has every expansion, has vanilla, has everything. And I can have fun playing that. And I can also have
really how do you do that? I'm because genuinely interested,
because Destiny is fun to me. I have fun playing Destiny.
You didn't play the Borderlands series, did you?
I played the first one,
and that's it.
Yeah.
What part though? Like, what are you doing that?
Because I just like the first person shooter games.
Shoot, loot, repeat. That's what it is.
Okay, because I can do in Destiny all by my lonesome, because that's the only way I can play regularly, because nobody's ever available when I'm available, is just hop on and do those, what are they called?
Strikes?
Strikes, that's it.
Yeah.
And those get hella boring after a while. You can do like maybe a couple a night.
I watched...
there's multiplayer.
I watched somebody stream it last night or night before or something like that. And she was, I guess, doing a raid? I don't know. She was fighting a giant head.
Show me what you've got.
Basically. And it looked like...
That's probably the Nightfall Strike.
It looked like it was interesting. Like, you know, interesting for the first time. Like, I'm going to play that, get this boss, you know, down, and then... But when she started switching guns and using different weapons and stuff like that, and her partners were using different things, I was like, "Yeah, this all just kind of looks familiar to me. Like, I've done this multiple times."
And for me, like, raids are just out of the question. It did never look like, done one, never will.
like a more serious quote unquote.
It was hard to do raids if you didn't. It's serious. Like how you're into Pokemon Go and you're on a Discord for that. That's basically before Discord. There was this website called LFG that you would use specifically for Destiny, and it would match you up. You'd say, it was like a giant want ad, like Craigslist.
Yeah.
Where you jump on and you're like, hey.
Sounds scary.
I'm a level 20 Titan looking for a level 20 warlock to do raids with. And then you'd meet up, and then you'd go out and do raids and shit.
Now there's Destiny Sherpas. Have you heard of this?
No, what is that?
I have heard of that.
It's a person who has been, who has done, like, every
it's
raid.
It's such a bizarre name to give them.
Well, because they guide you through the raid. They will go, and it's like, it'll be, like, one or two people, and they say that they're going to Sherpa new players through a raid or through a strike.
Are they trying to say Shepherd?
No, Sherpa. It's Sherpa. Still a
like
really
mountain climbing like a mountain.
Yeah, climbers, it's a cultural Sherpas. Thing for like the Tibetan and the East Indies. So it's still a weird name to give them. But
I thought it was
guide.
Like a,
sure,
okay. They're a guide. So they guide new players through. Yeah, so if you've never done a raid before, Shepherd if it helps you.
It helps.
They shepherd people through the raid.
It helps the masses.
Well, there was that back then. There wasn't like a title on it, but like people, there was then after you filled out what you were and what you were looking for. There was like a couple sentences you can type about whatever, and some people would say like how many times they've beaten it or what weapons they have or things like that. So you would try and strategically place yourself with people who'd done it before, because those raids get complicated.
Yeah, they do.
Like, you'd have to shoot those oracles as they popped up in different sequences, and it's different every time, and like, they did not make it easy.
Are you buying this?
Destiny 2?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm gonna buy it.
Okay.
You haven't bought it already?
I'm waiting for PC.
I thought the PC was out already.
Okay.
No.
Is it?
Yeah.
No.
I'm sure. What? I'm pretty sure it is.
I'll buy it right this second.
I'm pretty sure
it
is. They have it up on Battle.net. That's how you get it on PC.
Well, it's been on Battle.net.
That's how you get it on PC.
I know, but it's not like unlocked. It's like pre-order button.
It says that says initial release date, but that's not for PC.
So the LFG feature, there's a feature like that that's kind of built into Xbox now, is if you were part of the Destiny community on Xbox, which I kind of think you just have to have the game and they kind of put you in that community, you can go into the Xbox app, and I'm sure it's on the actual Xbox, but you could see people messaging in there, level 20 Titan, looking for raid partners, must be like this level and done the raid four
STD
times
free.
Or whatever. STD free.
Yeah.
I legit played the very first game that I want to buy for my Xbox One. I have not bought a single game for that thing yet. I've had it for over a year.
Didn't you win it or something?
Yeah. Okay, so I did. It was a charity
charity stream.
Yeah, it was a charity stream, but it was not like wasn't like a raffle. It was I can't think of the word right now. Going once, going twice.
Oh, auction.
Boom, nailed it.
Okay, thank you. Yeah, it was a charity auction that I won it on.
Gotcha.
So we paid more for it than we would have bought if we bought it like retail, but 100% of what we paid for it went to like children's hospitals.
Nice.
So it was worth it, and I haven't bought a single game for it. I've just been playing my old Xbox games on it. Like, that's it.
Let's put this one to bed before we move on to the next topic. So the premise was, who screwed fans the most, Destiny or Star Wars Battlefront? I think it's Star Wars Battlefront on the front that you had to pay like over $100 if you wanted the game with all of these stuff. It was a regular price game. If you wanted like the season pass, I think they did two season passes too. So if you went to season two, it was even crazier. They made all these promises of maps and things that they were going to do, and the game ended up just being a shit storm. And it's not like they put like active like attention to the game.
Right.
So I think Destiny probably paid a little bit more, but you had a team that was working around the clock on fixes. It had a better competitive mode.
It's true.
And all that stuff. So I think they both sucked as far as the user experience goes, but I think Destiny did a better job. Web.
Yeah, I don't know. It's tough. I mean, for me, I think, God, I don't know.
Who got their money's worth more? Destiny fans or the Star Wars fans?
Money's worth, I would say,
yeah,
Destiny.
Really?
Only because.
Now calculate the money.
I was 100%.
Calculate the money though.
I was 100% on board.
Until it became a good game. Calculate the money.
Regardless, I was 100% on board.
No.
With siding with.
I've got to agree with Aaron.
No.
I haven't even played much of either of the games, but
because
I agree with Aaron.
If you bought it day one, Destiny 1.
I would be hella disappointed.
Okay, and then to make it a good game, you would have to have purchased all that other DLC, correct?
Like,
right then.
30 so for the game that you played.
I did buy Destiny Day 1.
Final Fantasy.
And yes,
14,
I was disappointed.
You buy the game.
Uh-huh.
And you pay your monthly and all that type
Fuck,
of stuff.
I got Final Fantasy 14 and all its DLC for $20.
So look, she paid $20 for
day
MMO.
One, though?
No, I didn't get it
exactly.
Day 1.
Exactly.
Even if she didn't.
Okay, okay.
Even
all
if
right.
she didn't. Then, if she bought the core game okay. without the expansions,
yep.
it was still a game.
Right.
A full game that she probably would have enjoyed.
Mm-hmm.
Expansions are to add on to the enjoyment.
But I had fun in vanilla.
Oh, my God. You
literally, can't argue how much fun I had.
You literally.
That's another thing, though, is that Destiny don't do that. Like,
not.
Where is their $20 core game and DLC, like, expansion pack bundles
well,
for all the people?
If we're talking
yeah,
like,
you're not going to get it anymore.
If we're talking
but...
pure vanilla gameplay anyways, Destiny, even in its most rough era when you know there was all those exploits and loot cave and all that stuff
yeah
and all that grinding, it was still way more money's worth and more enjoyable than the Star Wars
I
game
put
was.
Way more time I had both games I put way more time into Destiny and had way more fun with Destiny than I did
it was
with Battle
a more complete game like really Star Wars all you had was that multiplayer
yeah
so what do you think did I win you over
no it's still Destiny Destiny was not a complete game.
I just feel like they gouge you too much in your wallet to make
there was,
it really
there was
not
so much hype beforehand about all the promises that they said they were going to do, like the integrated app that was supposed to be able to change your character.
That was there.
That was there.
Oh, you can customize your character and everything through the app?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Change your weapons, all that stuff.
Yes.
And the lore and all that type of stuff was all through this?
Yes.
Why didn't you guys ever do any of that?
We did.
It came towards the end of my run.
What do you mean the end?
I was already moved on by the time it came out. It didn't come out like it didn't launch with it.
Oh, it didn't launch with it.
Okay, no. Okay.
Oh,
okay.
Don't
no,
give
let me
that,
take it back.
GTA did the same thing.
GTA. Let's talk about how it looked.
Don't
let's
even
look at the facial
first
animations.
Of all, first
of Destiny.
All, don't even bring up GTA as an example of what didn't come out. A
that
full
on,
GTA
you.
Game
you
came
re,
out.
You reloaded his
single
magazine.
Single player. Yeah,
that is
shot
that man
down.
Is fire
and
now.
The
he
game,
is triggered.
The game
he said he doesn't rage. Did you hear him say
the
he doesn't
game,
rage?
Single, let's check the tape. Let's rewind. Pause the show. Let's check the tape.
The game's single player minus two characters is better than all the DLC of freaking Destiny. Hands down. And you can pick your character.
You should have saw him
that's
at
all you needed.
And the extra time after the last show, I was saying how I can beat him in wall ball. And he got very much
yeah,
the same.
Yeah, you want to talk about not raging.
That wasn't raging.
Just talk about wall ball.
That was hyping me up.
I don't think you know what rage
greatest.
Means.
I don't think you guys do. I think you guys, especially when you say rage, because you confuse rage with just...
loudness?
Either loudness. Rage is... You've seen rage.
Oh, I've seen rage.
You've played with
Noelle.
Exactly. That's rage. But whenever there's like a... Cause
that's primal rage.
I've played with Noelle.
Yeah, that comes from somewhere deep.
I've played League of Legends with Noelle.
Oh,
like,
God.
Oh, that'd be a nightmare.
That is the worst.
I think he was actually being on best behavior with me.
You sure we're going to play Overwatch with us?
And I still got a little bit of a window
what was that? We played Overwatch with him and he fell off the level and he raged at somebody else.
Yeah. And then he killed himself. It's like, nobody touched you, man. The thing is, yeah, rage
that
leads...
That was my favorite.
Rage would lead to quit.
Rage leads to...
I would
I don't
know.
Remember the quote.
I always... I mean, if you guys, which you guys constantly do, say inaccurate things...
Then, irregardless.
That's,
he sounds
that's,
so mad right now.
That's when it goes to, well, let me educate them. In their language.
He oh is so God. Mad.
That's what that is.
What's the weather like up there on that horse, Aaron?
It's sunny. It's sunny. It's called being from a small town called First Place.
Can we please go back and get that wall ball and post it as
oh
a short?
Oh, yeah, we need to.
Yeah,
we need
should.
To do that.
We need to actually have you guys do wall ball.
No, we will.
I mean, it's like, whose rules then? He's like, no skidsies and stuff. I'm like, what? He wants, like, is babies okay? Like, what?
I just want to know, because you guys played under some weird, crazy rules.
We played street rules, sir.
You did.
We played prison rules.
Nobody had any.
Wait, is wall ball, is that like, you got a red ball and you're throwing it at the wall?
No, if it touches you, you're out? It's an art. No. That's dodgeball.
No.
Okay.
Wall ball is that game where it's played in singles or doubles.
No. It's played in singles. It's not played in singles. Two men enter, one man leaves.
Anyways, it's that doubles game where you have the red ball, you hit it, and it bounces off the ground, then it hits the wall, and then comes back.
Oh, racquetball.
Oh, no. Yeah.
Well, no, you're using, like, a big red ball and, like, your hands. Like,
okay. Okay.
It's just a shooting.
Were you a one-hander or
they got rooms for it in the YMCA.
That's all personal.
Aaron, were you your wall ball style? Did you play with one hand or two hands?
I play any way I can hit the ball. It didn't matter. I didn't favor a side or anything like that.
Okay.
Were you like, was someone having a temper tantrum during wall ball? Like,
No.
He did, because I think I can beat him. In our childhood days, I would have destroyed him. I would have demolished him.
No.
I don't think you would have. One simple thing. You two would not have been able to know how to play with each other, because you two played very different games.
It's true. No. I was like, not Khal Drogo. I was like, what's the Russian guy from Rocky?
Definitely not Khal Drogo.
Was it his name like Drogo?
I've never seen Rocky, but I 100% know it was not Khal Drogo.
You're thinking of...
It was Drogo. Something Drogo.
I don't know.
Ivan? Yeah, the stereotypical Russian name.
Go with Ivan. That sounds...
Ivan Drogo. And, like, when he fought Rocky, he was, like, in a laboratory, like, perfect environments, like a science experiment.
Yeah.
Running on treadmills and stuff like that. That was my wall ball experience, because I had a court that had painted lines. It was
painted
a dedicated
line.
It was a dedicated.
That's how I know he glues.
Here's wood how it wall. Is.
And we played, hold on. And then Aaron.
Wait,
played.
You draw your lines with chalk?
No,
Aaron didn't have lines. He played against like a brick wall that was on uneven, like Rocky. You know, he's hitting like cold meat in a refrigerator.
We played on a long. Like, it was multiple people on one long wall, and then it was only separated by somebody's jacket, basically.
Mm-hmm. So, Corey played in a country club. Aaron played in prison. It's the best way.
It's basically what it was. And he thinks he was good, but...
No.
They didn't even have,
I was
like,
great. That's what it was.
It's
that's
like,
the difference.
He was playing...
As soon as he said, we had dedicated walls, I was like, you're done.
Yeah, dedicated wall ball walls.
We had walls where the ball... Like, if the wall was cracked and the ball, like, went a different direction, you had to adjust with that. So it's not like you can just, you know where it's going all the time. And that was the crappier courts, of course. Yeah, you played on soft shoe.
I think we need to take a little bit of Aaron's game, a little bit of Corey's game, put it in a blender, shake it up. That's the game that they play. And we're going to do like behind the scenes VH1, behind the music documentaries.
It's frustrating.
Leading up.
The game he was playing was not even, like, they were playing with skidsies as legal.
Yeah.
That was not legal.
That was 100%
scientifically,
legal.
Scientifically, the ball can only hit the ground one time.
Only if you're doing a skid.
Skidding.
If you're doing a skid right, it only hits the ground
nobody
once.
Can
no, that's called a roll.
When they say skidsies.
What?
That's a roll.
I think of like, I don't want to say. When I hear the word skidsies, I'm like,
Dookie in the drawers?
Yeah. Yeah.
Did you say Mark?
You can't fart during wall ball? No skidsies.
But after we looked it up, like, the game apparently has changed so much with...
Oh, yeah, you can do a... What was it?
There's a move called
Seth Curry.
Seth Curry.
I don't know what all that stupid stuff is. Like, none of that. It was very
sense.
Simple.
These damn kids ruined a classic.
It was very simple back then.
We're playing... The Thomas rules, bitch.
No,
going to Thomas rules.
No, because I swear, if they're still playing right now at the elementary courts, I bet you them kids would probably mop the floor with you.
With their broken rules, probably.
No, there's no broken rules. I think you would lose.
I want this to be part of the video leading up to it.
You don't know how good I was.
I want to see you guys go down to the elementary school.
Just like when I say if Twisted Metal 2 was an eSport, I'd be tier 1. I'd be the grand champion.
So if wall ball was an Olympic...
If wall ball was an Olympic sport,
he'd be a spectator.
I'd be Michael Phelps.
That's what he'd be.
He'd be the Michael Phelps of wall ball.
Yeah, there you
Michael
go.
Phelps of wall ball.
Let's take that for the theme
he'd
song.
He'd be a swimmer. So
he
would
be
in the
song.
Thing.
With your host, Corey, I'm basically the Michael Phelps of wall ball.
All right, next topic in the video game world is Marvel vs. Capcom Infinite is kind of having some growing pains. The first event that was in the United States, I guess, did pretty well, had like 170 entrants. I didn't really hear too much about it, but I guess that's no news is good news type of deal.
Yeah.
They just did another event in Italy. 13 people showed up.
What?
There's 13 entrants.
Oh.
And there was like a bunch of issues about the rules, like what inputs are allowed, whether you can use like the easy inputs versus the hard inputs. The other issue that is a huge thing is that there's a endless combo with Spider-Man right now. That is like, Aaron and I watched a tournament when it came to Sacramento, and there was endless loop combos.
Right,
but
yeah.
They looked extremely hard to pull off.
Yeah.
This is just like literally spamming Spider-Man's web sling to lock you up.
Okay.
And then using one of the gems to throw this slow moving projectile to do damage. And then as soon as, and the way you time each projectile, it's right. a loop. So web, explosion, web, explosion, web, explosion. And
oh,
so you're just sitting on the far end of the screen,
so you're just
doing
stuck.
This shit.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's
That's annoying.
It's annoying. It's terrible. They specifically put in mechanics in this game to not let there be endless loops, but this projectile,
they found one. Leave it to the internet.
It's a loophole.
Yeah.
What do you think, Aaron? You've watched some of the gameplay. You know more of the history of the classic as well.
It's not a. It's something that they shouldn't do a tournament with if it's out there. They should fix it first and then, because you're gonna have a lot of people trying for it.
Yeah.
And may not work at all for them, but to know that there's an infinite out there, then yeah, they really gotta fix that. And such an easy infinite, I should say. Because there's those other ones that are, you know, tough combos, but it's such an easy one.
I know. When I saw, like, Endless Loop figured out, I was like, oh. And then especially because it was, like, I don't know, like, a Korean dude who figured it out. So I was like, oh, shit. So, like, the Koreans are on some next level shit, like always. And they figured out how to break the game with this epic combo. And then I see it, and it's just literally boom, 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 boom. Over and over and over again. The most frustrating thing. And then I like how it was worded in chat. Mike says, and then they gave that $200 bonus pack. Did you see that? Where it included the Infinity Stones?
Oh, yeah. We talked about that one. I think you were in Vegas.
He said the $200 Easter eggs.
Yeah. They look like Easter eggs. Have you seen them?
I've seen images, yeah.
Have you seen them, Madison? They're horrendous. They literally are looking.
They're actually Easter eggs.
They look
they just
like
look
Easter
like eggs. And there's no like really.
You can wrap them.
To it.
You can wrap them in the chocolate.
One's yellow.
You can eat them.
One's green. Like there's
one
nothing.
Has a peep in it.
Yeah.
I've always wanted one of those $1,000 sundaes.
Might as well do that one instead of getting the.
Basically,
it's better spending your money on
you
that.
You can eat gold in that one.
I know it
sundae.
Looked really good.
$1,000 sundae.
I'm
a ska band.
I don't know. I know Jay is super interested in it. I think there's a tournament coming up in Sacramento if you guys want to check out Capital Fight District, and it's going to be right above Oblivion Comics and Coffee. I want to attend the event just to see what it's like. I want to see if anyone dares show up in person, face to face, with money on the line and tries to use an endless loop like that.
Yeah.
I really hope they don't.
Will they get kicked out?
I mean, I don't think you could kick them out, but you lose
you
a
should.
Lot of credibility.
Yeah, I don't think you should get kicked out, but yeah, you would lose cred.
Hang on, I have some plans to cancel.
It's like the... it's like when... I don't know if anybody else, but when I was a kid and I played Mortal Kombat versus like my cousin or something like that, and I would just keep doing the sweep, the low sweep, low sweep, low sweep.
Yeah.
And in Mortal Kombat
I've
1,
experienced it.
That's almost an infinite.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
and my cousin would get pissed and you know rage, and I'd be like, "It's in the game,
yeah.
It's like it's in the game. They, you know, this is way before updates. It wasn't going to change either." So,
can you imagine? They'd show up to your house, have to plug the cartridge into some shit and fix it.
Yeah, like we're here to update this infinite sleep loop.
A couple guys in suits.
Yeah, no, they gotta fix it, man. Like to me, when the game was first announced and was shown, it already looked bad to me. I haven't liked it since 2.
Since it was 2D?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because the 2D was just, to me, the better looking and more interesting characters. And then to come and see Dragon Ball come out and do like a 2D with 3D type of, you know, feel to it or whatever. I don't know. The characters look all weird. Have you seen how they've done all the Capcom characters?
Yeah.
How they just are, it's like they shuffled them off to some third-party design company. I don't know if they fixed them now.
Last I heard, they fixed them.
I just watched a Let's Play of it.
Yeah.
Where they were talking about how bad all the Capcom characters were looking.
Hmm.
Like, they just...
I saw, I think it was Chun-Li, and I could have sworn they fixed it.
Yeah.
But yeah, you know. Yeah, the original, you would not know it was Chun-Li.
That's bad. Like, that means you did not care about this game. The fact that that infinite loop thing is in there means you did not care about this game. That means you wanted to get on the hype.
The stars of the game are Marvel. It's Marvel versus Capcom.
Yeah,
so.
But it's like, but you wanted to capitalize on, maybe you wanted to capitalize on the Marvel success.
I bet you that's what it was.
That's all it was.
And you said, let's get this out there. You know, we got a game that people have been clamoring for because they like the series. Let's get it out there.
That's why the big thing is Infinity Stones that you get. You don't that's get, so like, bad. There's nothing that represents the Capcom side of it. Yeah. It's just Infinity Stones.
Moving on to another topic super relevant to Madison here, because you picked up the
Super NES.
Yes. Well, that's so exciting, right? Yeah, I know. You're very excited. How?
Oh yeah. No, I actually haven't even really played it at all. My husband, however,
so many people just killed themselves.
I know.
No. My husband, however, has been hogging it.
That's what it is.
Yeah, that's okay because I've been playing through Pokemon, so I'm a Pokemon addict.
What was the story? Do you have like a war story of how you got it?
A little bit, yeah. So first that went on a pre-order at Walmart, and I happened to get in for a pre-order on that, and they canceled it the next day, and they told me it was because I had created a new account. And I was so pissed. And then over that next week, they just canceled everybody's. And I was a little less pissed. Because
not everybody's in the
room.
Not
everybody
have one. I'm okay. Nobody can have one.
Yeah, kind of like that. Well, I mean, wouldn't you be more pissed if, like, oh, these assholes got one, but I didn't, even though I had my pre-order in. Sorry, I shouted there. But yeah, no, so I got a little pissed, and then everybody's got canceled, and I was less pissed. And then I was just like, all right, I'm just going to keep my head, you know, in close to the ground, see what's coming down the pipelines, right? And I have a lot of friends who worked at GameStop because me and Aaron, we worked at GameStop together. And like 3 hours, 2 or 3 hours before GameStop opened, one of my friends who is no longer but was a manager at GameStop goes, hey, on Facebook, hey, would anybody at GameStop tell me what they know about the rumors about the NES coming out tomorrow, the pre-orders coming out tomorrow or today or something? And I'm like, fuck, that is happening, isn't it? And it happened. Like, I literally 3 hours before GameStop opened, I was like, I called GameStop as soon as they opened. I'm like, do you guys have them? And they're like, yes. And I'm like, I just ran down there. Like, I didn't get
Did
me or
drive?
My kid. No, we drove. No, we drove.
Left the kid in the house.
something like that. Close. No. I didn't give us breakfast or feed us or anything before. I just threw us both in the car and booked it. And then I ran in and I was like, they had 10 pre-orders available and I was the fifth person to pre-order one. Yeah. But just because of my GameStop connections, mostly, I was able to pre-order it at GameStop. First, I was checking the website when it wasn't loading. Like, I was too smart for, you know, sitting there waiting for that shit to load. I got a store 5 minutes away from me driving. I'm going to drive the fuck down there and just pre-order it in person.
Well, you got one. Is it living up to the dream? Are you so
it
happy
is.
You got
my,
one?
My son loves it. My husband loves it even more. He's been playing it every night. He's probably playing it right now. He'll probably say in chat, yep, I'm playing it right now. He's been playing through Earthbound.
I guess that's what's important. As long as you're happy, who are we to rain on the parade and say it was a giant waste of time and or money?
Yeah,
we wouldn't say that to you.
I didn't say, though, that I did find that one game that I finally want to buy on my Xbox, and it's so cute. It's Super Lucky's Tale.
No idea what that is.
I would highly
recommend. I'm more of a fan of Lucky's Tale. Super Lucky's Tale just kind of fell as
kinda
like
lame.
A sellout.
Yeah. Now I want to get Cuphead really bad. I want to try Cuphead.
I don't get the Cuphead hype.
I saw that. I saw you post it. I was like, I kind of agree.
Yeah, I'm on that side, too.
Hype is real, guys.
It's Metroid. And a Metroid Contra. It's Dark Souls. No, it's Contra.
Dark Souls.
I've seen.
But
so
you know, Contra. It's got all the stylization and whitewashing and sleeping racism of 1930s cartoons.
Exactly.
So that's why you want it, because of sleeping racism.
No.
All right.
We I want it because it's
there we go.
Cup Man, and he looks so cute.
Racism.
Yeah.
You guys suck. Well, I didn't think I was going to have fun on this episode, and lo and behold, I opened up my heart, and I had a little bit of fun. Rest in peace, Tom Petty. Man, it sucks. He was just in Sacramento, like, a month ago.
That's got to be, like, the saddest part. Like, guy is awesome.
Everybody, like, I knew I should have went. I was like, oh, this finally a concert in Sacramento I want to go to. Because I want to go to it. Haven't gone to a concert at the new arena yet.
I'd have to say.
Here. You didn't go see Kanye?
Didn't he end that show like 5 minutes into his set?
Yeah.
And run off?
I remember that. That was funny.
Yeah, he did.
I've got to say that there is a silver lining to it. Like, if you have to look for the silver lining is as long as it's overshadowing Hugh Hefner.
Oh, yeah. Oh, they come in threes. Who's next? We didn't even think about that.
Crap. Who is next?
I'll leave it on the cliff.
Betty White.
Betty no, White. Don't you dare. Don't you dare.
She's the one killing them. Yeah. What do you mean?
Yeah, she's going to outlive everybody.
That's how she gets her, her powers.
Yeah. My grandkids are going to be watching Betty White.
Oh, yeah, that's how she gets her powers. He's so right about that. It's that white power.
Whoa.
I see now why you have her on the show, Corey. I see.
Holy crap.
We leave those conversations in private, Madison.
I see exactly why.
That's what happens on the Discord.
This is Pokemon Discord in front.
I mean,
all the gay, gay,
gay. Yeah, exactly.
They'll never look there.
Aaron, you're not going to show up and it's all shaved heads?
Yeah.
You guys want to play some Pokemon?
No.
I was feeling so, like, I'm a rational spender. Like, after the Tom Petty thing, I was like, well, I'll never see him in person, so that's how I'm going to go out there. I'm going to buy, like, a Tom Petty record and update my system so I can listen to it on some speakers. So I bought brand new speakers for my record player and the Tom Petty record, and that's all I've been jamming out to, like, the last 3 days. And I'm like, well, I guess that's the money that would have gone to his ticket to go see his concert. And not to mention the awful tragedies in Vegas.
Holy
those
crap.
Those are terrible. News is still coming out on those, so
I don't even want to talk about it.
Yeah, I don't want to really talk about it, but I just want to say thoughts and prayers for Vegas. Vegas strong.
Thoughts and prayers for Vegas.
All right. That's the end of the show. Way to bring it down. I love doing that. I'm sorry. For Aaron, David Webb, and Madison, my name's Corey, saying you just got banged.